For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Abby De La Rosa, a sophomore out of Hugo, Minnesota. And first of all, Abby, tonight you had four block shots. You also had a shot on net. Pretty good performance, I'd say. I know Mac Lange has kind of set the pace alongside Tina Campa when it comes to block shots. You put your body out there against Mankato here on Friday night. What's it like just being part of that whole shot blocking mentality of this defense?
Oh gosh, Tina and Mac, they're great blockers, and they always say big shoes to fill. So I think that's one big thing, is just getting in front of the puck and not letting it go through you.
A tough break. That's two games in a row now your team falls in overtime. Obviously Beavers are resilient. How do you bounce back from this one?
Just find a way. I mean, we got to get pucks to the net. I think that's our weakest thing right now, is just shooting the puck. Find the back of the net, score some goals. I know Kerrigan's helped us out. We owe it to her.
Yeah, she's had a fantastic season so far. You know, you can't look at records right now. It doesn't feel like this team should be that in the standings. What is kind of the mentality of this team right now? Do you even pay attention to the standings?
Not a whole lot. I think we pay attention more to our team and what we need to do.
You've been playing alongside Mac Lange, senior, who kind of leads the way. She's also one of your captains. What have you learned from her so far?
Just how to play the game of hockey. Mac's a great role model, and she teaches me a lot of stuff.
Abby, on to some fun questions. You're a sophomore here at BSU. What's your major?
Exercise science.
What are your goals after college? Have you thought about that?
I want to go into occupational therapy.
Okay. So there's more schooling down the road for you.
Right, yep.
Road tripping with the Beavers, what's your favorite thing about that?
Bus rides.
Okay, watching movies or studying?
Neither.
What do you do on the bus then?
Nothing.
Do you sleep?
We talk. No, I'm not a sleeper on the bus.
Okay.
But I don't watch movies or homework.
Okay.
Kind of just bond with the team.
Talk about this sophomore class. Of your sophomore group, who is the funniest?
Maya Nugent.
I knew you were going to say that.
I think everyone would know that one.
Abby, you're only a second year here at BSU. What kind of advice have you given your freshman class that have obviously dealing with something very unique? This season's been so different.
Right, just to have fun and enjoy it.
What do you do in your spare time?
Shop. I like to just hang out in Linden. There's not a whole lot going on right now. Can't do much.
Obviously, you're still in the dorms.
Right.
You don't have roommates this year, though, do you?
We share a room. There's like three of us are in a room.
Okay.
But we have our own room. So it's not like Tamar, we're isolated.
Okay.
So we have each other.
Are you roommates with hockey players then?
Yep, Maya and Reese.
Okay. Oh, boy.
It's a fun one.
I was going to say, what an interesting group.
Oh, yeah, always a good time.
Who likes to cook in that group?
I'd say I'm the cooker.
Are you?
I'm usually in the kitchen, yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite meal to cook?
Eggs.
I love breakfast. Breakfast for dinner, right?
Always.
Your former teammate from a year ago, Haley Mack, is playing for the Minnesota Whitecaps. She has scored a couple goals already, including a couple game-winning goals. Have you had a chance to watch her? And what kind of inspiration does that give you, watching a former teammate playing in the pros?
Haley's a great player, and it's fun seeing her succeed.
What's it going to take to get a win here tomorrow? What do you guys need to do?
We just need to come out with some intensity, have some fire under us, and then put the puck in the net. Like we always say, shoot the puck,
and
just keep shooting.
Keep shooting.
Yep.
Abby, thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.